How are you doing?
I hope everybody went to church today.
Church music?
Palm Sunday. It's Palm Sunday.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's the day Jesus returned to Jerusalem, and they laid palms in front of him. Palm Sunday. Praise the Lord.
This is supposed to be more kind of casual chat show music rather than church music.
Yeah, we're accepting the coming of Christ, ladies and gentlemen, by talking about the devil. That's bad.
Did anybody get the music on the holding card there at the start on the countdown? Piece of music I absolutely love. And I heard it a few times and I'm like, what is that? It used to be there was a podcast a few years ago called The 80s All Over, and they kind of covered every movie throughout the 80s. And they stopped really abruptly, but they used to use that for their theme tune, and it took me ages to find it. And it's HBO from 1983. Yeah. That's what it is. It was apparently every film that came on, they played that music before it. Is that right?
Yeah. It was the whole intro, and then it would come down. The HBO would come down. The little lights would come out, the letters and everything. Light right up. That was when you heard that music from across the room, you ran in because it was movie time.
That's it. Brandon says, that HBO intro gives me the chills. Fucking epic. Mm-hmm. But it's cool. Mm-hmm. I really like it. It's a very nostalgic theme, right?
I think next week, ladies and gentlemen, Darren will put on the Beverly Hillbillies.
What, the remake or the...
the old one. I can't do the remake.
Not the TV series with... Ernie was in it, right?
Ernie McCracken.
No, what'd they call that guy? Ernie Goes to Prison.
Oh, Ernest.
Yeah, him.
Ernie.
Whatever.
Yeah, close enough, right? He actually had a dog in that series or that franchise. His name was Rimshot.
Really?
Yeah. What,
in the film? Yeah, but yeah. Rimshot's a drum noise, isn't it? Is that right?
If you want to go down that route, I'm going on down a different alley.
Rimshot, fantastic. How you been?
I'm good. How about you?
Yeah, good. Yeah,
we had a busy weekend.
We did. Bit of movie watching going on.
Well, yeah, a lot of it. You watched one movie. I watched a different movie, and then we all came together and watched the same movie.
Yeah, it's interesting. I wonder how many people in the chat have seen any of these films. So we're going to talk about, as per the thumbnail, we're going to talk about three movies. But Frank, do you want to say hello to everybody in the chat?
Sure. I like saying hello to everybody, especially when they think I'm on the Kazi. K-Rock's here. Chester's always here. How you doing, Chester? Wade, Evan Wilson, Jordan, Thomas, Kate, JJ, Katie, Michael, Davey. What's going on, Davey? John Jones. And we got Katie. Did I say Katie?
I think you said Katie.
Yeah, well, she got it twice.
Yeah.
Bladesman is here. Keep going down here. Janine Winnicombe is here. Logan is here. Vanderhoff is here. What's going on, Vanderhoff? Sebastian. Hey, and Airborne Rocker. What's going on? Simon's here. Ryan Swayze, ladies and gentlemen. Ryan Swayze. Any relation? Probably not. Which we're going to talk about later. Power Packers, Duke, Eric, and Brandon Collins. Nick. Hey, Nick, what's going on? An episode for Nick, didn't we?
We did. He liked it. He sent a message to us on the feed afterwards saying how he hated it. Yeah. No, it was a good episode. Dracula was a fun episode. I really enjoyed doing it. It was like short and sweet, right? It was 25 minutes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Field of Screams is here. Sarah's here. Tyler. Silly Carpenter, Tommy, Simon. And that's it so far. That's who we got on Palm Sunday. They could all be away.
Is it Palm Sunday? Really? I didn't realize.
It is. Yep.
Cool.
Yep. Danny's here as well.
Logan says, Darren, as a drummer, I'm impressed you knew what a rim shot was. You see, my mind doesn't go places like Frank's does.
Tobias 123. Hey, welcome, man.
Hey, a new member. Hey, Joe. Good to see you. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Very cool. That's a good way to start the stream.
Oh, and Danny's here. What's going on, Danny? Brooke is here.
Hey, Brooke. So we both went out to the cinema. You went on. Did you go Friday or Thursday? I can't remember now. Thursday.
I went on Thursday. I skipped work. I went.
You skipped work?
I can't come in. I got that tickle, and you know that starts with a tickle. And then, and then I went. I drove there 44 miles to see it to my nearest theater.
Wait! We got to stop. Mr. Paul London is watching us at the moment. Remember Paul London, the wrestler? He's watching us from the airport. Paul,
what's going on, sir?
We're trying to get you on. I know we've spoke about it in the past, but we'd love to get you on to talk about. I know you're a huge horror fan. So we'd love to get you on to talk about your favorite horror films. So drop us a message and we'll see if we can sort that out, because it'd be an absolute pleasure to get you on here, because I know, you know, I've seen you on other channels and you're always talking so favorably about us. So it'd be really nice to get you on. Thank you very much.
I want to get Mr. London on.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. Yeah,
and so plus, as much as he travels, I would like to hear about where the worst food is.
It's always London.
Yeah. A wrestler's delight, right? We get like, my God, what is there to eat? What's got the most protein around here? Pigeon?
So you went, was it Thursday? I think it was Thursday, right?
Yeah. Yep. Mm. Yep. And I never knew if I could drive that far, though. I went up a lot of interstate. It was in West Nyack, which is about maybe 20 minutes or maybe less than that from the Tappan Zee Bridge to get into Connecticut.
Okay. Tappan Zee Bridge.
Yeah. Tappan Zee Bridge. And I went to the mall there called the Palisade Mall. It's a four-level mall.
Yeah.
And it was the only place local that was playing.
Okay.
So I enjoyed it.
I hadn't realized it had come out in the UK as well. Like,
yeah, but how far is it?
It's playing in limited number of screens, but I was doing some figures the other day and I'm looking down the top 20 and I'm like, Late Night with the Devil? It's out in the UK? I had no idea whatsoever. But it's not playing locally to me, which is a pain in the backside. So I'm going to have to kind of live vicariously through you at the moment and then watch it on Shudder next month, sometime in April, isn't it? It comes on.
Same theater as Godzilla Minus One.
Yeah. Yeah. That place. So without giving away spoilers, because I'm not sure how many people managed to get out to see it this weekend. Did anybody actually go out and see Late Night with the Devil this weekend? If you did, just drop down your thoughts in the chat and without spoiling anything. But Frank, your thoughts.
The trailer sets it up very well. Everything that's in the trailer is in the movie, which is a good thing. But they have this thing which is refreshing, where you see the movie through the camera's eyes, or as a viewer from the opposite side watching this as a late show, in full 70s camera.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you go behind the scenes and behind stage and get to the personalities and getting very up and close and personal with these characters, it goes into HD and even sometimes black and white.
Right.
And in the beginning, they give a whole narration up to the point where Jack Elroy is going to try to interview the devil, or, you know, a demonish type a creature, narrated by the great Michael Ironside.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. He's not in it except for the narration. It is a very... if you're looking for special effects, it's not there. It's very simple special effects.
Well, I heard there are a number of AI shots in the film.
There is, but I think they covered that because of the screenwriters or the actors' strike.
Okay.
Because this movie was made in 2023.
Right, right.
And you feel very scared because you're in the audience and it's always looking at the camera.
Hmm.
It's like if Johnny Carson or... what's his name? Jonathan Ross just all of a sudden ran amok. You know, help me, I'll go beat the devil. Is that Jonathan Ross? That's Jonathan Ross. Right? Is that how he sounds?
Terrible Jonathan Ross impression.
Well, that's how he sounds to us.
He can't pronounce his R's. So
I'll do it now.
So if he was talking about Brandon Collins, he'd say Brandon.
Brandon.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's got a little Baba Wawa.
He's got a bit of the old bibble bibble bobble bibby like that. Okay. You know, it's like,
here we go about the devil.
So was it what you expected? I mean, you know, I know nothing more of it than what I've seen in the trailers. Is there an element of, because I know there was like a kind of televised exorcism in the 70s, am I right? Is this what it's based on? Is it based on?
No, I think they just made fun of it.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And then there's also a guy in there who was a skeptic. He's always trying to debunk everything he's seeing.
Yeah.
There's a mind reader in there. He's debunking that. And when he sees the therapist and this girl, Lily, who's supposed to be has the embodiment of, you know, a demon or the devil inside her. He's always trying to debunk that.
Okay.
And that guy's played by the guy who was in The Matrix, who was Agent Smith's body.
Right.
In the second one, remember he was.
Oh man, it's like 20 years since I've seen that film.
He was Agent Smith's body in the real world.
Right. Okay.
The acting is fantastic. It's creepy. It has the mood for it. It sets it up for that. If you can remember 80s and 70s talk shows, you'll feel right there with it again. Mm-hmm. The only thing it was missing is like two fat guys on a bike, you know, going back and forth or something like that, like stupid stuff.
Two fat guys on a bike? How do you mean?
Yeah, my fellow Americans will understand that.
Oh, was that like a chat show skit or something like that?
Yeah, you know, like they had these. You know these old Jerry Springer episodes and weird stuff where Jerry would have little people, KKK members that hated tall people.
God,
you know, because his whole thing, Jack Elroy, was to beat Johnny Carson,
right?
And you'll see if he does at the end, and it gets really weird at the end. Really good though, really good movie.
Okay, cool. I'm just gonna have to wait, aren't I? Because the thing is, it did very little business in the UK over this weekend, so I'm not sure it will hang around for too long. And obviously, with the cinemas all full of Kung Fu Pandas and Kongs and you know Ghostbusters and all that kind of stuff, it's not going to hang out around much longer. So you know, I have to wait for it. But it's not too long. It's on Shudder very soon, isn't it? So
You only got like what, 2 weeks left? That's going to come on. I think April 12th.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Something like that. So how was Immaculate?
Okay, Immaculate. One second. I just want to read out a couple of messages here. So Paul London came back to us and said, "Let's talk Waxworks. Pleasure would be all mine, Jet." Yeah, let's do that. Let's sort that out. Thank you, Paul. Have a safe flight. Simon Mills also says, "Hey guys, would you do the Hammer Dracula movies? I would certainly do some of them. Some of them aren't that great, but certainly would do Dracula or Horror of Dracula, as you guys know it, because that's fantastic,
creepy.
Yeah. So yeah, no, those aren't out of the question whatsoever." Paul London's in the UK. When he's in the UK, he's all about Nando's. Yeah, do you have a Nando's in the US?
Not around here.
It's like peri peri chicken. It's
whatever that is.
Yeah. What else have we got here? Let me just check that I'm not missing anything. Simon Mills, by the way, has been a member for 14 months. So thank you very much for that, Simon. And just if you are a member, just remember that you can put in a member chat, which are kind of like super chats without paying. So you just have to go into that super chat area and you will see that you can do a member chat from there. I think you get one a month or something like that. Mm-hmm. CM says he saw Late Night with the Devil last night. He said it's different, but he enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Cool. Let me see if anybody else saw Late Night with the Devil this weekend. I don't know.
I know that, who said it here? Field of Screams podcast. You know, our buddy said, yeah, my local theater has like 30 showings of Ghostbusters. Not one Late Night with the Devil. Darren, as I was walking in, because they had only four showings a day for Late Night with the Devil, played in the same theater as Imaginary. You know, and it's probably the worst place to put it, because yeah. I saw the ending of Imaginary. I just walked right in, and there was only one guy in the theater. So I just sat there and watched the end of this movie, and I was like, I was bored, even just for the last 20 minutes. But as soon as I walked into the AMC theater, why are they selling Ghostbuster popcorn tins? They got little Marshmallow Man plush toys and everything. I think there's some kind of kickback going back to the to Sony with that. Never mind. We'll go on.
Whatever. Nick says, Frank and Darren, I finally saw American Werewolf in London.
What?
It's amazing. Embarrassed it took me so long. Good for you, block Nick. Him? Yeah. Good for you, Nick. That's that must have been a real surprise when you watched it, because it is a fantastic film, you know. Huh.
And I'm glad you enjoyed it, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It'd be interesting to know how many other people haven't seen that film.
Nick's like, shame on you for waiting this long.
Yeah, it's one of those movies that, you know, even though the channel's named after an element of an American Werewolf in London, the Slaughtered Lamb Pub, we rarely talk about it. We should do something else on it soon. It'll be fun.
We're not going to be able to get to the pub in October, are we?
That pub? That's in Wales. So I doubt that we would be able to go to Wales from there. From Manchester. You can. It'll probably take about 3 or 4 hours to drive there.
Forget that.
From Manchester.
Hey, listen, if we were going to go the 10 to get to the lighthouse for the fog, why go to the 4? Why try 4?
So Immaculate. Okay, so Immaculate wasn't on my radar whatsoever until a work colleague of mine said, oh, there's some screenings of Immaculate happening this week. This was like 3 weeks ago. Do you want to go along? And I was like, oh, what's that? And then I looked into it and found out it was Sydney Sweeney and a horror film. And I saw the South by Southwest review, which was fantastic. And kind of the headlines about it was this kind of religious gore fest that she's in, and again, I was lucky it was playing in my local theater, so I went along with my wife on Friday night. There was not many people in there, which was sad, and it's kind of done okay this weekend, but yeah, it was, I really liked it. I think that she, I can take her or leave her, but in this role I thought that she was absolutely fantastic. Vanderhoff says, Darren, are you still using your Slaughtered Lamb coaster? Of course I am. There it is. Thank you very much, Dave. So the movie concerns a girl who's handpicked from the US to go to do you call them convents? Nunneries, whatever you call them.
Yeah.
In Italy. And she's had this experience when she's younger, whereas she was drowning underwater for 7 minutes and then was resuscitated. And, you know, it's almost like she's been picked for that purpose because God helped her out. God gave her a second chance. So she goes to this convent where there are lots of handsome nuns, lots of good-looking nuns, all kind of wandering around in next to nothing and bathing each other and things like that.
I think I'm going to be a member of the cloth myself. No priests, right? No priests.
And you know, the first kind of half of the movie concentrates on her character, the other members of the convent, the kind of heads of the head nuns, and there's also a priest Mother there Superiors. As well. Yeah, Mother Superior. There's a priest there as well, and it concentrates on on those characters, but you also learn that there's a couple of people in the past that have tried to get away from this convent, and you don't know why. It didn't end too well for them. Anyway, when she first arrives to the convent, she's checked, she's examined, and so they know that she is a virgin. And
Jesus,
yes, yeah. You don't see that scene, Frank. So don't get too excited. And within the first sort of 45 minutes, you get to learn that she's actually become pregnant, and so they question her about whether or not she has had any sort of relations before she came to the convent, and also whether anything's happened within there, and it hasn't at all. So hence the title of the movie is Immaculate. Mm-hmm. The movie has these short, sharp bursts of violence, which will really kind of make you cringe. Things with nails, things with tongues, things with, do you know what I mean? These kind of little quick bursts.
Stuff by my nightstand right now, Dan. Yeah.
And it doesn't really kick off until she finds out what has actually happened to her, and then all hell breaks loose as she attempts to get away from these people who are essentially holding her prisoner for some reason. It is pretty full on in the last half hour, and she really comes into her own with this performance. I don't really care for Sydney Sweeney. I haven't done in the past. I've not really seen her in much, anyone but you. However, in this, her performance is fantastic. And what she goes through in the last kind of half an hour of the film and the final scenes of this movie will just leave you stunned. Not only because of what happens, but her performance as well. And it's a great one-take shot towards the end of the movie, which if there's any awards going for horror, then she should collect them for this, because she is... she's really come into her own with this film, I think. It's got great reviews at the moment. I think it's around about 60-70% on Rotten Tomatoes. You're always going to get people... It's decent, but you're always going to get people who knock horror, who are never going to give horror a good review.
For this, is it like Rosemary's Baby?
It has elements of that. It has elements of The Exorcist. It has elements of...
The Nun?
No.
Okay. They're a lot prettier than Malick, right?
People are batshit saying, well, cheers, Darren, I don't need to see it now. You do, because I haven't given the half of it away there. All I've told you, given you there is what we know from the trailer, is that for some reason this girl gets pregnant when she shouldn't have done.
I'm going to go see it because you said they're bathing each other.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that. And nuns don't tend to wear undergarments. So there's a bit of that for you as well, Frank. But no, if you were going to ask me to give it a number of lambs, I would give it 4 lambs out of 5. I really, really did rate it. And I'm looking forward to the Blu-ray of this as well. The sound in the cinema for some reason when I went on Friday was so quiet that I didn't get the full impact of the film, I don't think. And so I really want to test it out on my system and watch it again, because some of the jump scares were a little bit muted because the sound wasn't very loud. But I got what was going on, and I think for sure you should go and see it before it comes out, before it comes off screen.
All right. I may go see it like this week. I'm just looking at Chris Snyder's comment. I do want to see Valak bathing with other nuns. There's two nuns on each side of her nose washing it.
Did nuns bathe together? Like this huge Roman bath? And they're all kind of sat in there washing each other's backs and things.
What year does it take place in?
It's contemporary.
Okay.
So it's, you know, I did wonder, because, you know, when you get into these places, the scenery and and the building and the you know, everything is it could be set at any time, but there is a point where she gets in a car, and I thought, oh, okay, we are in a kind of contemporary setting. So
I know how she gets pregnant.
How do you know?
She went to the public porta john.
Sat on the seat.
Yeah. Is that how it is? So it's because she hasn't had any intercourse. She automatically becomes pregnant. And then there's some kind of, are there people thinking that it's a miracle while other thinks that she's like part of some kind of satanic cult?
No, they all, I don't want to say too much, but yeah. Brandon says, that's nonsense. She is like, it's like a second coming. So, you know, she is like held in high regard in there, and everybody's kind of bowing down to her. So yeah, I mean, it's, I don't want to go into more. I saw Lee's review of it the other day, and I've given about just as much as away as Lee did. And you know, he had to stop himself as well. So yeah. I've kind of, you know, I've covered everything pretty much that's in the trailer. There's nothing more. There is a hell of a lot more to it. And, you're going to have a good time with it, particularly that last half hour.
I also watched our friend Chris Stanley's review of it, and he was just like, holy shit. He was like, wow. You know, especially he said the first, he says it's, how did he put it? I'm paraphrasing here by him saying, it's a hard watch.
Mm. It is. Oh, it is a tough watch because
it's a quick movie.
It's a very quick movie. I mean, just like, you know, we were in and out in an hour and 25 minutes or something. yeah. But it rockets along because, you know, the performances are really good. The direction's really good. And I think it's like the third collaboration she's done with this particular director. But it does rocket along. And once you hit that kind of midway mark and things really start going off the rails, it's like a roller coaster to the end. So it's good stuff, really good stuff. Did you fall asleep there?
No. Gotta give out shout out to Pat here because message came in from Brett.
Oh, what did we miss something?
No. Let me just read this really quick.
Okay.
And plus, I'm reading Tiona's message that girl squat. Okay, I get it now. What did he say? Okay.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. Yeah. Do you want to read it?
Oh, okay. I'm giving a shout out to Pat. I'm sorry that happened, Pat. Wow.
Pat, that Halloween movie collector, who's a
it's kind of personal, but I just want to say, Darren and I are giving our best wishes, Pat. Yeah, that sucks. That's terrible.
I did see his message on Facebook the other day. So, really sorry to hear that, Pat. Really sorry to hear that. Yeah. So, Immaculate, are you going to go, or are you just going to leave it, or
how quick do you think it'll be on streaming?
I have no idea.
I think depending on what times there are, I'll probably just go see it at the theater. Why not?
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Sebastian wants to know, are we looking forward to the first Omen since we're talking about, you know, devilish things?
Are you guys looking forward to the first Omen, says Sebastian? Isn't it out this weekend? I think it's out this weekend, right? There's like no buzz.
On Good
for
Friday?
This. I think it is. Let me just have a look. I'm sure. Fifth.
If it is.
It's the 5th. Okay. 5th of April.
Darren, wouldn't that be a advertising or strategic nightmare to put a movie out that way on one of the holiest of holies?
Why not? I think didn't the Pope's Exorcist come out over Easter?
Yeah, never mind. You're right. I guess nobody cares.
Gene, before we move on, Gene says, Gene Widdicombe says, Frank and Darren, I have a question. Is there any movies that are so bad you will never watch it again? Yeah, there are.
There's a lot.
I don't want to name any of them. I work in the film industry. I'm not going to do that. Frank, you can do it.
A lot of them are the sequels to a lot of the good movies, though.
I tell you a bad movie, and it's a long time ago now. Do you remember The Master of Disguise?
Oh, yeah. God.
What's his face? The guy
Dana Carvey.
Was it Dana Carvey? Yes, it was. We spent half the film doing like a Quint impression that was awful.
Turtle.
Freddy Got Fingered.
Yeah, that was pretty awful. I've never watched that again. Chat room, put some movies in there that you can only watch once. Give us some ideas for Gene, because this is interesting.
Daddy, would you like some sausage?
Andrew Stevens says, I've been watching Alf. What a great show. Yeah, we should get Dave on.
Let's talk to Dave. If you're in the chat, can you please remind us how charming and dramatic and innocent an Alf Christmas is? I think Alf deals with a guy's suicide on a bridge, helps deliver a baby in an elevator. I don't know how he gets deep in there with that nose. That's the problem. You know, that's why she was screaming so much. You know, she got pregnant, and then she saw some big old schlong coming at her again. She had, PSD.
Batch It Scary says Promutus.
Is it or whatever?
Somebody sent me a load of stuff on Instagram the other day about Promutus. I don't know what it was, whether it was some footage or articles or something like that, and said it actually does exist. You're peddling this thing now, Frank. People are actually taking.
It's awesome. Promutus is one of the greatest, cheesiest German zombie angel gore you will ever find free on the web. It is great.
Before we move on to Roadhouse, movies that are so bad you won't watch them again. Scary Movie 5 says Jake the Potato. Who else have we got here? Let me just see.
What was the one where they were action stars? They did one of those, ladies and gentlemen, do you know? They pretend they were in Narnia. It was one of those scary movie type ones. It was called like Adventure Movie or something like that. It was terrible.
Mac and Me says John Jones.
Yeah. Darren, does McDonald's over there dance with the clown from the Ronald McDonald ever? Because there's a scene in Mac and Me where they're all dancing in the same.
I guess they would have done back. When I first saw Mac and Me, I thought it was okay. I think I probably did watch it more than once as a kid.
I was terrified by them.
Steve Goldstone says, all right, boyos, sorry I'm late. I've just watched Roadhouse remake. I won't get that time back again. Bloody horrible turd. We haven't mentioned it yet, Steve, but we will move on to it shortly because both of us watched it, I think, last night. So, what else have we got here? Southland Tales. Yeah, that was the guy who did Donnie Darko, right?
Yeah. Epic movie. Thank you, Davey. Thank you. Epic movie.
Yeah. What else there?
Chris Snyder, how dare you? Matt Gaby is a masterpiece.
Duke says The Pope's Exorcist. He's never going to watch that again. Okay. I love The Meg, but thought The Meg 2 was a one view and done. I haven't seen The Meg 2. I've seen The Meg. I wasn't that bothered about that, but... yeah, maybe I'll check Meg 2 out.
Howard the Duck, really? Howard the Duck,
I didn't
man?
Like Howard the Duck at all.
You didn't want to see any bestiality in that? You didn't like Play Duck?
Play Duck. Oh, yeah, when he's reading the Play Duck magazine.
It's all just feathers.
Danny Hookins says Batman and Robin. Yeah. Yeah.
See, I can get into stuff like that for some reason.
Slithis, or The Rise of Slithis. Lame
the
trap.
Hell is that?
I'd never heard of it. What's Slithis? I'm going to Google this, Nick.
Sounds like a VD.
It does. It sounds like something exotic you've caught, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Slithis. Oh, okay. 1978, Spawn of the Slithis. A nuclear leak creates a mutant Slithis sea monster which terrorizes the variety of pets, winos, and hippies who hang around Venice, California.
Oh, Darren, what about oh, I just had it in my head. Continue.
Davey Death Rate. Superman Returns is pretty bad. Such an insulting film that seems to completely misunderstand the characters in just about every way. Okay, that's an interesting one, because I actually didn't mind Superman Returns.
Yeah.
It was a real nostalgia trip. But actually, let me say this. Folks, Davey Death Ray's always in our chat supporting us, has done for a long, long time. Frank and I had the pleasure of meeting him in Pasadena last year. We spent the evening.
He rocks those shirts, Darren.
He rocks those shirts. He does. We had the pleasure of spending the evening with him and his wife or his girlfriend. I can't remember now whether you're married, Davey, at the after party, and had a really good time. Davey has his own channel, and I think he's great. I think he really does have presence. He's smart and
handsome.
great shirts. Great presentation on his shows, and I think he's on the verge of making some sort of break with the content that he does. And folks, I urge you to go over there and support Davey, because I think you'll really enjoy what he's doing. He's not been doing it for too long, probably about a year, I would say, or something like that. But he does have some really good content, and I always see him as, I don't know, and Davey, don't take this the wrong way, he reminds me of a kind of younger Dave McRae. I don't know whether you are younger than Dave, but you have a very similar kind of mindset, presentation. Oh, are you okay? You're there?
I'm good. You good? Froze
good.
For a second.
I'm good. So folks, go over there, check Davey Death Ray out, and I'm sure you'll enjoy his content. He really does have some good stuff. Okay. Moving on.
You said Dave, and he just ruined everything. Oh, I gotta say hello to some guy. Let me see who he is. I gotta say hello to somebody. Where are you? The Asylum Beyond the Dead. I saw him on the Maestro Megatron's channel last night. As I went out to go this morning, I should say, at 2 o'clock in the morning when I went to do a call. I just want to say, hey man, what's going on?
Oh, the Maestro Megatron.
No, one of the I saw the Asylum. He was on there.
Okay.
And the guys kept me awake as I was driving. I was going in and out of the lanes, but luckily nobody was there as I was typing.
Black Noir says Halloween ends, never again. Oh, okay. Mm. Fair enough. Children of the Corn remake. Do you know what? I have it, but I haven't watched it yet. I didn't buy it physically. I bought it in the cloud, whatever you call it. And I've never been able to push the play button on it, but maybe I will one day, but everybody says it sucks. Brooke says she's just subbed to Davey. Yeah,
cool.
Do that, folks. You'll enjoy.
We need to do that, Darren. How much physical media do you have?
Quite a bit.
We should just bring out our lot, not Halloween. But
all
just
of it?
Yeah, I got tons.
Maybe we pick our 10 favorite or something like that, or 20 favorite.
Bermudas 1, Bermudas 2.
Killer Clowns. I haven't seen Killer Clowns.
You're not missing much. I know it's one of Sean Clark's
favorite films. Yeah.
Thanks, Happy. That was nice of you.
What was Happy? Oh, Happy gifted a membership. Cheers, Happy. I wonder who picked it up. Field of Screams picked it up. Well done,
Tyler. Yeah, RoboCop 2014 from Simon. Ooh. Ooh.
Happy's
Total
gifted
Recall
another
remake.
One. Okay, fair enough. I'm not commenting. I don't mix business with pleasure. Nick, if you just go in and put Davey Death Ray in YouTube, I'm sure you'll find it. I'm going to put, let me just find Davey's channel. You keep talking, Frank. I'm going to put a link in here.
Okay. I'm trying to think of, Made in Manhattan was kind of terrible.
All right.
I didn't like that one. I liked, what is it called? Angel Eyes. I thought she was good in it. Jennifer Lopez. This is when that she was the height of popularity. We're hoping to see her at least naked. But then also there were some other movies she was in that was actually kind of good. I think Enough was okay. Enough was okay.
Yeah.
A lot of people are starting to hate Natural Born Killers. Well, I don't know why. It's becoming very creepy to people.
Natural Born Killers? Yeah. I haven't seen it since it came out, so I'd have to watch that again.
Rodney Dangerfield sticks out of my head.
Yeah.
You know, he becomes that creepy creepy father.
Is he in there? Is he in that film?
Yeah. He tries to get up all in Juliette Lewis. Starts tormenting her sexually and everything with those big bug eyes.
Thank you. Happy Sanjo's sent in another membership. And David
Thanks,
Irwin.
Happy.
David Irwin picked that one up. Thanks, Happy. I've put Davey Death Ray's link in the chat there, folks. So feel free to click on and go show some love. Okay. Right. Roadhouse.
Okay. All right.
You want to go first?
So I was going into this movie automatically hating it because you and I love Roadhouse so much.
Mm.
It's classic 80s cheese. It's 80s fighting. It's mullets. It's bars. It's Patrick Swayze. It's and it has nudity, hair, lots of big hair, and realistic fighting, like choreographed from Terry Funk, and it was great music in it. We did an episode, the best and worst of Roadhouse, with Ronnie and Blake from All the Good Names Are Taken.
And we are going to do an episode of the best and worst of the Roadhouse remake as well with Ronnie and Blake.
I came into this, Darren, automatically hating it. I left leaving my bedroom thinking it was okay. It was okay. I just think that they got the movie. I think they needed the movie's title to be Roadhouse in order for people to watch it, because it totally could be something else. Because the only thing that's actually that resembles Roadhouse is Jake Gyllenhaal's name, not his first, his last, and Roadhouse is the actual name of the bar, which is actually supposed to be one word.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
As
It's two words, right?
It's two words.
Yeah,
it's two words. But how do you feel? I thought it was actually a kind of a decent movie. I just think it shouldn't be Roadhouse in title.
I think I liked it. I did. I was surprised that I did like it. I kind of liked. My wife and I watched it last night, and I kind of liked comparing it in my head to the other film as we went along. The Double Deuce is a restaurant in this version, like a shitty-looking restaurant. In the Keys. I kind of liked it being in the Keys as well because I've been there. So it was nice to see the Keys again. The problem that I had with this film, three major hurdles for me were, one, I actually liked the look of the bar, and I thought, actually, I would go there. If do you know what I mean? If I was in that area, I would go to that bar because it looked really nice.
I thought it was a shithole.
No, for me, it looked really good. I mean, apart from the netting around the bar, around the band, mm-hmm. I thought the bar itself looked pretty cool and was somewhere that I'd probably like to hang out. Hurdle number two for me was Conor McGregor, who was awful.
That's the way you got to calm down. It's a fellow countryman of yours.
He's Irish. He's Northern. Oh, he's
that's right.
He's Republic.
That's right. McGregor. Never mind. Never mind.
Although he chews the scenery so much that you actually kind of like just go with it in the end. Number three was no Wade Garrett, or no equivalent to Wade Garrett. Okay. So there wasn't, I mean, it would have been pretty naff if they'd have come in and called him Wade Garrett, but I was expecting to see somebody linked with his past, like an older
mentor
or something to come into this, not just for him to be handling this whole thing on his own. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, like, with reservations, I enjoyed it, and I thought the fight scenes were great. People were talking about the fact that the fight scenes were CGI in some places.
Were
they really?
Yeah. Darren, you know Post Malone can't fight.
I thought that they... Was Post Malone in it?
He was the guy in the beginning, in the circle.
In the octagon?
Yeah, with all the tattoos, and he's the one who said, no, I'm not fighting him.
Oh, was that really him? Okay.
That was Post. I'm sorry. Yeah. Aaron Post, as he went by his proper name. And yeah, there were the knockout was CGI.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't pick up on that. I don't know. Maybe. Anyway, I didn't think the character was as interesting as Dalton. You know what I mean? Dalton came with this reputation. I don't think this guy's reputation... He had this reputation for being a murderer, essentially. You know?
Yeah.
It wasn't like Dalton, who, you know, he had this kind of... there's this urban legend about him tearing someone's throat out. But probably because it got into a situation like he does in the movie Roadhouse. Whereas, you know, it was a way out of a situation. But with this guy just murdered someone in the ring because something flipped in his head.
His friend.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know. I just thought he was a little bit two-dimensional. Was Jake Gyllenhaal's character in this? There wasn't much to him. Whereas I thought there was a lot more to get your teeth into with Patrick Swayze. I think, even though it's still a kind of cheesy multiplex. You know, 80s fodder, isn't it? David Irwin says, Dan Knockout was CGI, what the fuck? Okay, fair enough.
I'm going to give you some list here, Darren, and you tell me if it was in the movie or not in the movie. Seeing what Dalton, Elwood Dalton in this one, his influence has made the bar better. Was that in the movie? Because when Swayze came, when Dalton from the first Roadhouse came in, all the crowd started coming in, everything started being fixed up. The town was actually getting better. Was that in this movie? His influence?
Not until we got to be careful what we say because people haven't watched it yet. But maybe not until the dying moments of the film.
Yeah. Okay. Was there any female anatomy in this movie, or was there just a lot of Irish potatoes?
Well, that's just because of the time we live in, isn't it? There's going to be no people shagging in storerooms and things like that in this one, is there? There's nothing. But that didn't bother me. I didn't really notice it.
Oh, it did me. I'd rather see that crocodile naked. I didn't even see that.
But there are equivalent characters. So you do have the nurse who, you know, Swayze has, not Swayze, Jake Gyllenhaal does have some sort of connection with. You also have the girl behind the bar who's very similar to the girl in the original Roadhouse. Mm-hmm.
Likeable bouncers. Was there likeable bouncers?
Yeah, I guess the kid that he sort of takes under his wing at the start of the film is very similar to the guy from the original Roadhouse as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, for me it was missing, it wasn't enough of a shithole. It was just like, it was quite a nice beachside bar. Whereas all these kind of these violent guys come at night, and most of the people in there looked like decent people that were fighting. You know, it wasn't like the guys from the original Roadhouse. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was. Just they weren't like the biker types. Even the bikers in this movie are kind of not too scary.
Brandon says we're in a very prudish time. No sex or nudity, but loads more violence. Exactly. Casual nudity is just off now. You can't do any of it, can you? We just got to catch up with a few things here. I think, did somebody give some more?
Yeah, Chris Snyder gifted 5.
Did he really?
5 memberships. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you so much, Chris. One second, I'm trying to find it.
It's right underneath Ronnie's super chat.
Ronnie's super chat? Did Ronnie super chat?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay. Right. I've got a bit catching up to this. So Ronnie says, fuck, marry, kill Reverend Sayer, Mrs. Elrod, or Cemetery Lady from Halloween 2018.
Okay, I can go really quick.
Okay.
I'm going to kill the Reverend. I'm going to be able to stand his talking.
Yeah.
Going on and on and on about hunting something and being a pilgrim. I'm marrying Mrs. Elrod because she can cook me a sandwich.
Okay.
And I will the lady from the cemetery prior to her being in the wheelchair. Because you got to have some movement.
Fantastic. Okay. I'll switch the other two rounds. So Reverend Sayer has got to die. I would marry the cemetery lady and then do whatever with Mrs. Elrod. Chris.
Oh, and Brandon Collins has a super chat too.
Yeah, I'm just getting to them now. Yeah. Chris gifted 5 TSL memberships. They went to Black Noir, John Jones, Jem H, Richie Rich, and Hood Tube. Picked up those memberships. Thank you so much, Kiss. Chris. thank you so much, Chris, for that. That's really kind of you. Chris also sends us a super chat of $5 and says, in the original, Dalton's trauma makes us feel bad for what he went through. In this one, Dalton is just a maniac. Yeah, that's it. That's the thing. So you couldn't really warm to him. You know, this guy, because of his past, and all right, his character is trying to redeem himself in some ways, but you couldn't really warm to him because of his demons and what he actually did. Thank you, Chris. Jordan Decker says, I'll probably skip Roadhouse. He sends $5 in and says, I'll probably skip Roadhouse. I prefer seeing Conor McGregor get his ass kicked for real. Number one McChicken. He's
only won one fight.
It's quite an extraordinary performance in this film. It really is.
You didn't like his acting? He's walking like this all the time?
Yeah, he's walking like he's got something up his backside and two rolls of carpet under his arms. You know, it's just... He has fun. What else?
Good father, though. He's a good father.
Did I miss anything?
Yeah, Brandon Collins.
Brandon Collins. Did he send a super chat in?
Yep, $5 right up top. I can read it if you want.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Brandon Collins, $5. The most unbelievable part of the Pope's exorcist was Russell Crowe riding a Vespa all the way across Italy.
It's like, I can't say anything about that film. I'm mixing business and pleasure again, so I can't say anything, but yeah, I know what you mean. Chris Snyder also says that one henchman who just wanted to stay out of the drama made me laugh, though. He was a standout. Yeah. You're just kind of greeting him all the time.
Arturo Castro, he's a comedian over here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. He had a show on Comedy Central that lasted like one or two seasons.
Is that good?
No, Michael, I'm not shitting on people in wheelchairs. Stop that. Stop thinking that, too.
What did he say?
He says some shit. He goes, shitting on people in wheelchairs, Frank.
Where?
Right above Airborne Rockers member chat.
Some of my chat isn't coming through here.
Well, it's coming on mine. Don't worry.
Okay.
You know me better than that.
Let me just pull this up here so I can see the chat properly.
Airborne Rocker, member for 4 months. Thanks, man. Sends in American Werewolf, full moon edition or restored edition. I like the full moon edition. I like the full moon edition.
Oh, what's the difference? Is it just the DVDs?
I think it's the 4Ks. Isn't the full moon edition the 4K? And then the restored edition. I like the full moon edition.
Okay. Wow, that's... I bought you the other one.
Hey, thank you.
MAGA says, TSL, best channel and chat on YouTube. Love you guys. Thank you,
thanks,
buddy.
Thanks, MAGA.
Thank you, buddy.
So I think people will have fun with Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Just don't think of it as seeing Patrick Swayze. But they said there was some kind of homage to him, which I couldn't find.
Was it a line in there or something?
I think it was the show The Gentleman Out the Door it was the scene with the knife.
Okay.
But I'm like, that's like nothing. Really?
There was a few scenes that were clearly lifted from the original film, but unless there is something like an Easter egg in the background or something that's kind of like an homage to him. I don't know. Maybe was there somebody with a mullet?
Oh, there's a lot of them in the mullet. Actually, I got to ask you another thing. The villain in this one.
Yes.
Do you think this was a good enough reason to go after the Roadhouse? The reason why he wanted that place gone. Because he wanted to, and it's in the trailer. I'm not going to spoil it. I'm not spoiling anything by saying this. They're trying to get rid of this bar so they can build a resort for Richie types, mm-hmm. Richie type people. But that seems like you don't need it. You could just build around it or over it, or just include it in your. It didn't seem like a good enough reason to try to kick this person out who owned the bar.
No, it's that's the thing. I mean, like, the area was too nice. It's somewhere I've been on holiday before. The bar was too cool. I'd go drinking in there. Me and my wife were going, yeah, we'd go hang out in there. What's wrong with it? And you know, it was, I think, a little bit probably in the wrong area where they made
you
this.
You want Conor McGregor to dance with Zoe? Huh? What would you do?
Shocking performance. Like,
come with me, pretty. And I'm like, what is this, Highlander? It's Clancy Brown.
Supposedly Jake was wearing a tattoo, says David Diggs.
But what was it?
I don't know. Google it while we're looking at this. See if you can find it. I'll go do some of this chat. Okay. Let me have a look here. It was tattoo on Jake. Okay. I wonder what the tattoo was. It was during the bar brawl, someone making pottery all sexy like in the background.
Oh God.
Did Swayze like wander through with a white halo around him or something? Matthew Jensen says finally got around to watching Killers of the Flower Moon. Only watched half of it so far because we started it late. Really liking it. I can't bring myself to watch it because it's so long, which is weird because if it was on Netflix in six episodes or whatever, I'd probably run through them all pretty quickly. But psychologically, I'm like, I don't have time to sit down and watch a 4-hour movie. We were going to record two episodes today, and I've had a little bit to do this morning, and so I was like, geez, Frank, I'm going to have to cancel the recording. But I don't know if any of you noticed at the end of the Dracula episode that we did, that we released yesterday, we did tease the next two episodes, which we're going to do, which are non-horror and comedy. So I don't know if anybody noticed those, so perhaps you can go away and after this and have a look on that video, and it'll tell you exactly what we're doing next. Something that we've never done before, two films or a genre that we've never done before. So we'll see how it goes.
I'm looking for it now, and I don't know. It's just, it says they are, but you got to look at them.
MAGA Cat says the tattoo said nobody puts baby in the corner.
No, that doesn't what it says.
Did it just say, pain don't hurt?
It's a guy in a dress.
It's a guy. Oh, to Wong Fu. Was it really?
No.
Oh, okay.
That'd be the worst thing. Okay, so I'm looking. It looks like there's a dragon eye or a snake eye in one.
Okay.
And then there's, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know. I mean, I got tattoos, but what are those two lines on the neck? It looks like an equal sign.
I did see that. Yeah, it's like a barcode.
Not like a barcode, but yeah, it's like a barcode.
If when he goes to the supermarket, it says 67 cents when he puts it.
Like Maggie Simpson.
Yeah. Duke Fleet says, yes, airplane, right? Yeah, we're doing airplane and the Naked Gun next. I don't know how that's going to go for us, but we're going to watch them and do some best and worst of episodes. This was Frank's idea, so if it doesn't work, blame him.
I can't find shit. Never mind. I mean, this is getting too complicated. I'm not going through every interview and everything like that. But screw it. I'm going to depend on the chat to help me out here.
Now, Matt is at it. Jake Gyllenhaal had a tattoo that said, nobody puts baby in the corner in honor of Patrick Swayze.
How is that an honoring him in Roadhouse? Does he also have a tattoo on the back that says, I fuck old broads? With his number?
Where are we now? K-Rock the Phantom. Something, David Deferay says something about sparkle motion. What's sparkle motion?
What the hell's going on?
I don't know. Sarah says, airplane. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw Airplane in the cinema when it came out. I was ill. You know, one of them days where you wake up and you go, I'm feeling ill. I don't want to go to school. And he went, all right, stay in. And then in the afternoon, how are you feeling? Oh, I'm a little bit better. Took me to the cinema to see Airplane. There was me and him and another guy in there. And I was a bit embarrassed by the way my dad was laughing at it because he was laughing so loud throughout. It was just like, Jesus, is this really that
in
funny?
The uncomfortable part.
Yeah, I was 7 years old. But no, afterwards I look back on that and think that's a pretty cool thing to do. Go see Airplane with your dad at the cinema.
You see, your dad was really nice. Mine was a mean solder growing up. When I said, Dad, I'm sick or I couldn't get up, you know what he did? He pulled the sheets right off our bed.
Get up.
How bad is that? Yeah, fuck off. Yeah. And then when I drove in high school, Darren, my brother was a freshman. I was a senior. And he drove with me. He didn't have to go on the bus the whole year. And then when I left and went to college, university, my brother had to go back on the bus, which he refused to go as a sophomore. So my dad said, it's kind of like Uncle Buck. My dad said, I will take you down to the bus stop in my pajamas. And my front does not button well. You know that. And I will walk down with you holding your hand. So seeing this old man, you know, he wasn't old at the time, but you know, because pajamas back then, they didn't have any buttons in the zipper region. It was everything just flopped out.
A slot, right?
Yeah, just a slot. So you would be like, oh, there's a little air in there. I look down and you know, your John Paul Jones is actually sticking out. So my dad had a pair of shorts like that, pair of pajamas. So my brother had to, for the last 2 years before he became a senior, had to get on the bus.
I just remembered a story which an old friend of mine told me years ago. It just came to me then because you were on about, I will wander around with my pajamas on and all this sort of thing. A friend of mine, his sister, was wearing a hoodie. Do you call them hoodie?
Yep.
Hoodies. Yep. Yeah. Was wearing a hoodie.
A sweatshirt with a hoodie, yep.
And she was wandering around a mall, and the malls aren't very well air-conned in the UK, so they can get quite warm in there. And and she was really warm, so she took the hoodie off, tied it around her waist, went in a few shops, carried on, and she went to the toilet, came out of the to the bathroom, whatever you call them, toilet, came out of the bathroom, went, carried on, did a load more shopping, and she went into a restaurant with a fella to have something to eat, and they both sat there, and they were like, what is that smell? And her husband is like, something's not right. Something really smells in here. And what happened was when she went to the loo, because the hoodie was tied around her waist, she'd gone to the toilet in her hood. And she'd put it back on, and there was all these kind of nuggets and toilet paper
berries
and everything in a hood.
She missed it. It's like, how could that?
She must have sat down with a hoodie around her waist and it got trapped under the seat and everything just went into the hood. So there's even bits of toilet paper in there and everything. Wandered around the mall having shat in her hood.
Hey, shithead. Literally, right?
So I don't know why I told that story then. It just came to me then when you were talking about your dad wandering around. But
could you imagine flipping that up quick?
In the restaurant as well? What?
Landed on there, you know, bean curry or something.
Oh, dear. Anyway, right. Steve Goldstone says, Airplane was amazing at the cinema. My mate's mum was shocked at what we were watching. Our most quoted film was Kids, and it still kills me today. I wanted to call our dog Ted Stryker. Yeah, it was cool. And in the UK, the movie was a PG or an A, I think it was back then, which is like a PG equivalent. Even with the nudity and everything, and it was just like, wow. You know, my dad's kept me off school to go watch this film, and yeah.
Just random press would come in, right? Just walk out. We should also do the best or worst of Kentucky Fried Movie.
Jordan Decker says, what are your thoughts on the Beetlejuice trailer? My balls got the tingles from watching it. Yeah, I loved it. I really did.
A proper teaser. Teaser like Alien Romulus.
Yeah. We're going to do an episode this week. We were going to do it this weekend. Frank wasn't available. We're going to try and do it later this week if we can get Frank on as well. But this will be with Dave, where we're going to talk about teaser trailers, old teaser trailers, and maybe show some of them to just kind of see how different they were. And it's really weird that in the space of a week, we've had two really short, kind of old school, old fashioned teaser trailers in Alien Romulus, as Frank said, and Beetlejuice. Something that just gives you a snippet rather than a teaser trailer being 3 minutes long and giving half the film away. It was just fantastic to see those two trailers this week. Really got everybody kind of hyped up about what's coming. Let's see. Duke says, how did she not realize that? I don't know. I wasn't there. And he said, John Jones says, oh my God, that's so foul.
Jordan Moran says,
God damn it, down, I'm eating chicken fingers. Batchett Scary says, how do you shit in your own hood? She did. It was tied around her waist and she went to the loo and I don't know. Mark B, I chose the perfect time to brush my teeth. Thanks, Darren.
Oh, I could tell you a story about a man who was wearing sandals at the urinal.
No, no, leave that there. Leave that there.
Oh, okay. I'll leave that there.
Nick Bush just mentioned that he finally saw, my earphones just broke, 1 second, that he finally saw American Werewolf in London for the very first time. Is that future epic episode coming from you guys? Giving us the flicks that you guys still haven't seen yet. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It is. Yes. We keep putting it off for one reason or another. Maybe we'll do it next week or something.
We have better ideas.
Yeah, yeah. We have these ideas, and all of a sudden something will happen or we'll, you know. But we also got to be, we're conscious that we have to get through all these best and worst of member episodes as well. We're about halfway through them at the moment. We've still got a good bunch to come, but we're working on them. We're going to take a little break to do these two Naked Gun and Airplane episodes, and then we're going to write back on the member stuff.
Like Halloween deleted scenes.
No. Gene says, Darren, that poop story, how gross. Sorry, folks. It just came to me. Anyway, Davey Deathray says,
Why does my father make you think of crap?
It was him wandering around with his being exposed with the clothes that he was wearing, and I was just, and that story came to me about how Dean's sister. Oh, I'm giving his name away now. Dean's sister. Dean's sister was.
I know who he is.
Like,
I'm going to tell him.
You don't know who he is. You don't. He lives in Ghana now, so
Ghana.
Yeah, he won't see this. He won't see this.
Well, but that counts for, I guess, the hood's count of toilet paper, I guess.
Halloween H2O will always be a memorable teaser trailer showing the other mask. Yeah, someone brought that up the other day. Was it you? It might have been you, Brett. And Nick, thank you for the $10 super chat. That's
thank
really
you, Nick.
Really kind of you.
Sweetheart.
Films you've never seen, like Godzilla Minus One.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I gave Darren plenty of opportunities, but he just gave me the proverbial, you know, middle finger or two fingers over in his country. He just said, I'd rather wait. And then all of a sudden, you know, I don't want to go to your, you know, ancient, not ancient, but your third party, you know, Chinese spy websites that advertise for massage parlors on the side while watching the movie.
A subscriber of ours wrote to me yesterday. And his name was Stuck Atop Smart was his name. And he said to me that he has set himself a goal this year of watching one horror film a day for the rest of the year.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's pretty you gotta be dedicated, right? Maybe you go on holiday.
Is that movies you haven't seen before included in that?
I don't know. He'd started with what did he say? He said, I've watched the first three Final Destination movies, Hatchet 1 and 2, Roid Rex, The Babadook, Abraham Lincoln, The Vampire Hunter, and The Town That Dreaded Sundown, Dead and Buried, and The Awful Curse of the Scarecrow. So he started about, 10 days ago or something? He's doing one a day. Between now and, whenever. Yeah.
He gave me an idea, Darren. And by the way, Jordan said Dean's sister sounds hot.
She's not.
Oh, maybe it helped.
I'm only joking. I haven't seen her for like 20 years, so I don't know.
She could have changed.
She could have done. Yeah. Well, I'm joking. She was hot then. Just, you know.
Hot mess.
Yeah. Vanderhoff 66 says, this is my favorite YouTube channel.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Vanderhoff. Cheers.
I got a challenge
for
you and me.
Okay.
If you want to do, because you have Netflix, right?
I do.
I have Amazon Prime.
Right.
And the gentleman's name just gave me an idea. What's if you and I go through every horror movie in alphabetical order in their catalog?
No, there's some right old shite on there. Honestly, there really is.
Alphabetical order. All right, I'm at Anaconda versus the Space Ghost.
No way are we doing anything like. If we're doing that, we might as well do Cool Cruel Summers 1990.
Which has
been on the tip of my tongue for ages. Should we do it or not? Because for those of you who haven't seen it, if you go back to there's a playlist of it, but we did a series. It was like 12 episodes or something. It took Frank and I forever to do it, and it's called Cool Cruel Summers. And it was not long after we first started. The first part of it is an audio podcast, but then we actually came onto YouTube and started doing it. And essentially, we talked about every summer release throughout the 1980s and gave our take on them, played trailers. Just it was really good fun doing it, but a hell of a lot of work because we actually watched every single movie. So we did about 10 to 12 movies per episode and watched every single film and talked about them. Talked about what was going on around that time. We had guests on. Barry from Wolfman's Got Nards came on. Dave McRae came on a couple of episodes.
Thanks, Dave. See you later.
This was about 3 years ago, and it's a really cool little 80s kind of compendium. It's all there on YouTube. You can watch it. Each episode was some of them like an hour and a half, 2 hours, aren't they?
We even watched. One of us even watched a movie we weren't supposed to watch.
Yeah, we watched Xanadu by accident, didn't we?
To be honest, Darren, there were some movies that we didn't need to watch, like Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah. But we did. We went through them and researched them and really dug deep on them more than we've done in recent years. And a lot of people have asked us if we would do it with the 90s. But, you know, it was lockdown when we did that, so we had a lot more time. We could do it, I guess, over a period of months, because it's such a chore doing it. But, yeah, it was... Everybody's saying it was brilliant. Go listen if you haven't heard it. Yeah, it for those of you who haven't heard it, it's a really great collection of podcasts from us.
You know, Nick just brought up something, and so did Matthew.
Hmm.
1984 was a good year for movies.
It was.
You know, we should just do, you know, the best and worst of 1984.
We kind of did it.
Yeah, we did, but we did it during the summer, though.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, that's a good idea. We could do that. 10 best, 10 worst.
Yeah. Yeah. Just ours. Just our favorites.
Hmm. Yeah, we could do something like that. We've got plenty of time. There's a whole year to do it.
Yes.
Cool Cruel was brilliant. Go listen if you haven't heard it. 1990 would be great going forward, said Bladesman. Yeah, I'm tempted. But it's just the thought of how much work's involved with it.
Yeah.
I mean, some films we couldn't even find. Like, I remember some guy getting really shitty with me for not talking about Back to School, the Rodney Dangerfield film.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you remember that?
But it didn't come out over there.
It didn't come out
in
the UK. It didn't come out in the UK. So why am I going to talk about it? It went straight to VHS. I'm pretty sure.
You wanted massive theater releases.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Like Xanadu.
Ryan Swayze 88 says, are you guys excited for Alien Romulus? Yes, absolutely.
Let's bring that up. Yep, people are in the chat, bring it up. Thank you, Ryan and Darren, for bringing that up.
Yeah, really enjoyed that trailer. Just the pacing of it and the kind of, they give you very little other than things you've seen before, but set in a really kind of isolated and late 70s alien OG way. I thought, you know, I just thought, great, we're going back to basics.
The steam coming out of the hallways of some kind of like ship or factory, you know, the hissing, the alarm buzzing, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden it's just the close-up of the teeth. Done. That's all you needed.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
That's a teaser.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it was terrific. Terrific.
And then you see Sigourney Weaver at the end going, get away from her. And then just ruins it, right?
Yeah.
To video, Derek.
Exactly. That's Back to School. It was. And like in the US, it was a huge hit, wasn't it?
Was it? Yeah. It was. Was Rodney Dangerfield a big name over there?
No, never heard of
really?
Him.
Really? Yeah. Sacrilege.
I mean, I've heard of him as I've got older, but as a kid, I had no idea who he was.
It's like Elvis never came over there, right? He died before he went over.
Yeah.
besides the military.
good point, Jordan. Folks, if you don't mind hitting the like button, that would really help. That would be really good. I'm not sure how many people are in here at the moment, but it's on the screen. We have 85 people watching at the moment.
On Palm Sunday.
And only 33 people have liked the video. But so if you don't mind hitting the like, that would be really cool. That would be great. If I like that.
Free country.
There you go. They're like, there you go.
Can I do the same thing?
I think so, if you hold it up.
Did it do it?
There you go.
Yours is backwards. Mm. No, yeah, mine's still over my head. I should get Mrs. Elrod to just do the thumbs up. It'll just be popping every...
Chris Snyder says, I'm trying to keep focus on mostly 80s and 90s content on my channel. And I'm the most comfortable doing this I've ever been. Talk about what you love, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, you know, just talk about what you know and what you love. It's the easiest thing to do. Like Frank and I don't really cover new movies. We're not a kind of what do you call them? A scoop channel. I think the good thing about Frank and I is that we can just pop on. We don't have a script when we come on. We just come on and we just talk.
Oh, we can't do what Barry does. I would have a heart attack. Barry, God bless you, man.
Barry, he posted it the other day, and hats off to him because I could never be this organized. But Barry from Wolfman's Got Nars posted his next 10 episodes that are coming up. We up until the other yesterday morning, we didn't know what we were doing today. You know.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at our kitchen drawers, Darren and I, our forks and knives are all mixed up. You just go in there and grab whatever.
I could never be that organized, Barry. I really do respect that you. He pre-records stuff way, way, way in advance, and has it all ready to fire off, and you know, it's so organized. I don't have the mental capacity to do that. And to
is that just a fake plant he has?
I don't know what his new setup, his new
Barry Norman.
Barry Norman, yeah, he does look like Barry Norman when he sits there.
It's funny. I like him because he sits to the side like this.
Yeah. His leg crossed and his hands on his, yeah.
Barry, can I just say something? You need a steaming cup on the table.
It just needs to be that little bit cozier.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe it'd be great if he wore like fuzzy bunny slippers. Wouldn't that be great?
It would.
I was subscribed back to his channel.
Nick sends in $10. Thanks, again. Nick. Thank you, Nick. And says, Flash Gordon wasn't just announced with its getting a remake, guys. Something else tells me that you won't go see it, Darren. Cary Elwes was cast in the lead role as Flash. Look, who was I talking about this with the other? I was chatting to somebody the other day we were talking about remakes and how people get upset about remakes and why. They shouldn't be done, and some are sacrilege, and the backlash with The Exorcist and everything. I really don't mind them because, you know, I'll always give them a chance. If they're not good, they're not good.
Yeah.
But you still have that original movie. It's not taking anything away from that original movie at all. And you've always got that to go back to. So if people want to remake films, I never have a problem with it at all. And if they do want to remake Flash Gordon, then it'll be interesting to see. It will be really interesting to see what they do and how they're going to do it. I love the original. I think it is an absolute ride. It really is. The sets, the costumes, the cast, the music, everything about that film for me is just what sums up my childhood. Yeah. And if they want to remake that, and I'm surprised that it hasn't. I know there was a TV series, wasn't there?
Yes.
There was a TV series, which was
very, very
brief.
Very brief.
Yeah, yeah. But
okay, here's a question then for you, Darren. Would you rather see a Flash Gordon movie or a Buck Rogers movie?
Either. I mean, I was a big Buck Rogers fan when I was a kid as well, from the TV series with Gil Gerard. Aaron Gray, Gil Gerard, that thing, whatever it was called, I can't remember now. I always loved those episodes when he teamed up with Hawk. Remember that guy that looked like a bird with the and they were just, it was all kind of post Star Wars, and you know, they were really kind of churning this kind of stuff out. And yeah, Buck Rogers was great fun, and it was on in the cinema in the UK. They did a movie version of it with the TV. It was like a TV movie that was put out in the cinema. The same with Battlestar Galactica, which was a TV series. They did a movie version of that, put it in the cinema in the UK.
I like the Daffy Duck version.
Yeah, well, what's that?
Duck Dodgers. The 30th century.
Brandon says, can't believe how much Darren dislikes Cary Elwes. Look,
oh, he hates him.
I don't hate him at all, and you know, I don't think he's very talented as an actor. I don't wish any ill of the guy at all. I've just not seen anything really apart from Princess Bride, and even that is questionable for me, his role in that. I've not really seen a film where I think, yeah, Cary Elwes is great.
You liked Princess Bride just for Andre the Giant.
Oh, and what's his face from Homeland? Mandy Patinkin.
Montoya.
Mandy Patinkin.
Oh, yeah. He's a classy guy in real life.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Saving people from rivers and everything.
Yeah. Gene says, if you haven't subscribed to this channel, do it. You will love it. Trust me. Thank you, Gene.
Thanks, Gene.
That's really cool of you.
She's a good egg.
Here we go. K-Rock says, I have four movie review channels I watch. The Great TSL. Although we don't really review movies, but we'll take it. Cody Leach, Hack the Movies, and Crazy Dave McRae. But TSL is definitely number one for me. You guys are the most entertaining. Aww.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, you hear that, Dave?
You're doing something wrong.
Did you see Cody? You know he had that kind of run-in with the Winnie the Pooh guys.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
So he had this huge run-in with the guys who made the Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey film. And there was a kind of really awkward backwards and forwards on social platforms for a long time about, you know, they were attacking him and just because he spoke his mind about the film. And they've had a kind of summit. They all got together on a Zoom call in a room and aired their grievances, and the Pooh guys apologized and said, look, you know, we shouldn't be doing this. We shouldn't be fighting. It's a, you know, it's a genre that needs as much, the Pooh guys, yeah. It's a genre that needs as much support as it can get, and this, that, we apologize. And they've kind of, they're all friends now, which is cool, I think. He did like a half an hour episode the other day about the whole incident and what happened over the last week or so. It was really fascinating to listen to, and good for him for getting it all out in the open, and both sides of the argument saw the error of their ways. So it's really interesting.
Wow, Darren. Could you imagine if we all in the world, especially in politics, just sat down at a table and talked?
Yeah. Maybe the Pooh guys can sort out Russia. You know, see what's going
on there. Imagine seeing Winnie the Pooh show up. And they'll be like, let's say, who invited China?
oh, dear. What else have we got here? Carrie Elwes was just one of the many elements of Dracula I wasn't keen on. Yeah, the three male leads, Carrie Elwes, Billy Campbell, what?
Can't make fun of Percy. Don't.
Who's Percy?
Aaron?
Oh, in
Campbell.
Dracula. Oh, Billy Campbell. Rocketeer.
That's a movie you want to see again.
Yeah.
Rocketeer is fun.
Yeah. K-Rock says, yeah, Darren, I saw that. It was awesome. The Pooh movie still stinks, though.
It stinks so much they're making a sequel.
Brandon Collins says, the Pooh-niverse will be shitty.
Does anyone have any shitty honey?
I think it will be.
Well, they are making some more Disney horror characters, aren't they? The Bambi, The Reckoning is coming out.
Oh, God. I mean, it's all this expired IP, isn't it? This you know, that everything that's become public domain.
Okay, here's a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you guys chime in really quick, too. What Disney movie or Grimm's Fairy Tale would you like to see turn into a horror?
They've done them all, haven't they?
I don't know.
Oh, I mean, the Grimm stuff. I mean, you have a Hansel and Gretel already, don't we?
Yeah, we have that. Very good, Lesser. Vladimir Putin. Very good. Very good.
George Moran says the director of Summer of 84 is directing the sequel to Winnie the Pooh. I saw that, and he is the guy that was instrumental in sorting all this mess out with Cody and the guys. He was the guy that brought them all together in one room. So good for him. Mm-hmm. Summer of 84 is great.
Could you imagine the Jungle Book as a horror?
Oh, with all those animals, snakes, and
Mowgli. You know, like they kill Baloo. Okay. You know, the wolf pack comes in with Mowgli, and they're all eating each other. The snake is swallowing people and everything.
Terrifying.
The monkeys flinging their own shit.
Brandon Collins says, in 11 years, there will be Batman and Super movies. There will be Batman and Super movies because those are entering the public domain. There will be no Batman and Superman movies, I think he's saying. Is that right? Doesn't that suck that happens? Didn't you think?
Well, if that's the case, then how come we can't get, you know, the ingredients for Coke or Kentucky Fried Chicken?
You can't get the secret sauce.
Yeah, you can't get the secret sauce. Tiona wants to see a horror of DuckTales.
Steve says, Finding Nemo, Jaws meets Piranha is how I'd approach it.
Mm.
You know what I was thinking the other day as well? I think, you know, we should do Humanoids from the Deep at some point. I know we've talked we've done it in the past on the audio commentary and everything, but to do a best and worst of that would be great fun. What a film.
Darren, I just thought of something, and Chris Snyder, thank you for bringing this up. I just recently watched again Return to Oz.
Jesus.
And yeah, here we go. What about, ladies and gentlemen, if we did movies that your kids should never have watched growing up?
Ooh, that's interesting.
There are some movies out there, and there's like rated, what's your equivalent to G and an A?
G is U.
Like a kiddie movie.
Universal, like, yeah, U.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think of something right off your head that was rated U that you're like, my God, this is dark?
Well, I always think Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is dark.
There is creepy moments in that.
There's crazy moments about a guy who dispatches all these kids in horrible ways, you know?
And then enslaving minority dwarves, little people.
Yeah. And also, there's a chicken decapitation in the film as well. When he's going through the tunnel, you see a chicken get its head cut off.
And Halloween 3's in it as well.
Oh, Buddy Kupfer?
Yeah, remember the guy had a snake going across his face?
Yeah. Chris says that's a really interesting idea. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, Return to Oz is nightmare fuel. Those wheelers?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, they're pretty old.
There's a part there, Darren. I don't know if you never seen Return to Oz, have you?
I think so.
There's a part where this girl, this witch, it's called Mombi. She pulls off her own head in front of Dorothy Gale and puts it in a locker with 31 other heads, and runs after her headless. This is a rated G. That's a rated G over here.
We had a film in the UK called Talk of the Otter. Okay, it was about this otter. Do you know what otter is? Yeah. Do you have otters?
Yeah. The little weasels that crack open shells. And
Yeah. Well, this kid befriended it, and it's a British kind of movie, and this kid befriends it. And in the end, he's like out in a field, and the guy's plowing the field with his spade, and he just kind of like that and doesn't realize the otter's underneath his spade, cuts it in half. That's the end of the film.
Jesus Christ! And he looks and goes, oh.
Yeah, accidentally kills the otter.
There are some really, really like G-rated, you know, maybe even, we'll go what? Like maybe PG movies that are really, there are some movies out there, ladies and gentlemen, I can think of two off the top of my head that we'll save for a later date that it absolutely shocked me.
Mm.
Shocked me in to hell. Why am I watching this? And I couldn't fall asleep. Because I was thinking about it. It didn't matter the Merry Melody song at the end of the credits, Darren. It didn't.
Hmm.
You're sitting there rocking to it because you're like, how the hell did that happen in this movie? My mother like, you enjoyed that?
Michael Myers says, Watership Down. Yep. Brandon Collins says, I met one of the original Oompa Loompas and he was drunk as fuck. Chris Snyder says, I got one. Who Framed Roger Rabbit with Christopher Lloyd? Yeah, that's pretty terrifying. And Brandon mentions the child catcher in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang traumatized the hell out of me. Yeah, that was lollipops.
Yo.
All free today. Yeah, that was pretty scary. K-Rock the Phantom says, showed my daughter Never Ending Story, but forgot about the well-endowed gate statues.
Ha! I thought you were going to bring him up. You know, poor what is his name? Atrax. You know, in the swamp of what is it? Swamp of misery, wherever that thing is called, sadness or whatever. Him getting stuck in the mud. No, but you brought up about the Well Endowed Gate statues.
Return to Oz is streaming on Disney Plus. Strange Invaders from 82 or 83. The Witches, says Chris Snyder, with Angelica Houston. Yeah, when she rips her hair off and skin and everything.
Yeah.
Beastmaster, Matt Singer. Good film. Was a PG in the States. Chester Franklin says, anyone ever seen Monsters, Inc. before? It's funny. Did that scare you? Did that scare you, Chester?
But remember, I'm not... Spoiler alert. It wasn't scaring that increased the fuel of whatever it was called, Monster City. It was laughter.
Mm. Yeah.
So they made all the kids laugh. So creepy animation. That's
creepy.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah. Brandon Collins says, Kez. What a film.
Okay. Explain Kez. What's explain Kez?
Kez is set in my kind of hometown. It's about a young boy who befriends a kestrel. Why is there a banana floating across the screen? he befriends a kestrel. It's a great little film. A real kind of
kestrel attendant.
A kestrel attendant?
Oh, I'm like a kestrel attendant.
A kestrel bird, man.
Oh, that's what's called. Kestrel is a bird over there.
Yeah, it's like a bird of prey. Yeah. Yeah, it's like an eagle, that sort of thing.
Okay.
1982 animated movie The Plague Dog, says Don Mack, made Watership Down seem happy-go-lucky in comparison.
Watership Down.
Viggo from Ghostbusters 2 scared me as a kid, says Ryan Swayze. And Michael Myers says Plague Dogs is rough. Jordan Decker says the tri-starred wind unicorn jumping over the logo scared the fuck out of me as a kid. What? Logan Reynolds says I never watched Coraline because the book scared the shit out of me. Michael Myers, go, Darren,
top 10 best and worst studio logos.
Michael Myers says Temple of Doom, which is coming. We're doing Temple of Doom very soon. Keep forgetting to ask Dave to join us for that. Reese Wilson, one of our great, superb supporters who's been with us right from the beginning, he's asked for Temple of Doom as his choice of best and worst of episodes, so we're going to do that. Michael Myers says, I think Kez is uniquely British. It very much is, yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna have to watch it. Is it worth watching?
Yeah, it's a 70s film.
Is it depressing?
So, do you remember? You know Brian Glover from American Werewolf and Alien 3. He's in it.
Yeah,
he plays the school teacher. I think you should watch it. You like it? It's very sweet. If you need help with the Yorkshire accents, give me a shout.
Oi, I got about that out of it.
Jordan Decker says, I used to hide behind the living room recliner every time it came on. What, Kez? Or
no, the,
something else?
The
Temple of Doom?
Tri-Star.
Oh, a Tri-Star logo. Ah, right. Okay. Michael Myers says, Large Marge was terrifying. That's from Pee-wee, right?
Pee-wee.
Yeah. Cool. My voice is drying up.
Okay. All right. I'm going to get to work, too.
Yeah.
Folks, yeah, what do we got coming up?
We are doing, as we said before, we're doing Naked Gun. We're doing Airplane and Naked Gun. We're going to record them together and put them out pretty soon. I'm finishing work on Wednesday, so I'm taking a long Easter break. So hopefully we'll get some content out during that period of time.
Going egg hunting.
Do you know what? I didn't order eggs this year. I've ordered chocolate, but not eggs. I wouldn't mind.
You're not going to hide them around the beach and push kids in?
No, we don't do that stuff. You do that? Egg hunting?
Yeah. I mean, that's a time-honored tradition when you're a kiddie.
Hmm. Yeah.
I knew a guy who used to pack those eggs, you know, the plastic eggs. He would put rubbers in them.
What? What? Condoms?
Yeah. There'd be 10-year-old open it up and there'd be a rubber inside.
Jesus.
Good times.
So yeah, so we've got that coming up. We're going to try and do the episode with Dave about teaser trailers, our favorite teaser trailers. A lot of you have already posted what your favorite ones are in the Facebook group and on YouTube. If you want to add any more, then feel free and we may talk about them. And that's about it for now.
Yeah, I can't wait to do Naked Gun and Airplane. Oh, it's going to be fun. We're going to be cracking up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's going to be great fun. Jordan Decker says, sounds like your teeth pulling went well, Darren. You sound good today. It did. Do you know what? I mean, it took 20 minutes to kind of prise it all out and everything.
No anesthesia.
No, I had 5 injections in my gums to try and to numb it before he went ahead. But yeah, it came out fairly easily, and then I was in the pub the next day.
Down with the medicine.
Yeah. So it went really well, and it just feels like, you know what it feels like now? It just feels like when you're a kid and you lose a teeth. You got that hole there, you can play around with, stick your tongue in, all that sort of stuff. Yeah. So I just got to look
after it. Well, you're doing better than the royal family. I'm glad for that.
Oh, don't mention that here.
Never mind. Guys, if you're looking for a job to handle their crap, you know, there's an opening over there. Only pays 32 grand, though.
Bless the Princess of Wales. That's very, you know, after everybody going on like they did, you know, she'd had to come out and do that. And good for her. Good for her.
If you stop it now, right? If you come out with all that bullshit now instead of having people guess, because over there, Darren, as you know, the paparazzi over there are ruthless.
Yeah.
Ruthless. Yeah. Oh, nothing could touch English paparazzi. Over here, we give up after a while. Mm. We're just like, fuck it.
Oh, they break you over here. They just keep on going and going and going until people have no option to make a statement.
Then there's no secrecy anymore. You can't sell papers.
Yeah.
Bastards.
Anyway. Folks, thanks for joining us. That was a good stream. How long were we on for? We're on for nearly 2 hours, an hour and three quarters, something like that.
Cool.
That's excellent.
Excellent. All right, guys. As always, stick to the roads.
And the best of luck.
We'll see you soon.
See you later, guys. Bye-bye.